Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keyworth 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin driving another great Sunbury Motors vehicle this week.
Well, this week we're featuring the Hyundai lineup that has now been announced will be the official vehicle of the National Football League. They have America's Best Warranty. Several new cars coming out for the 2016 line, including a new version of one of my favorite Hyundais, the Veloster. We'll talk more about that as we get into the 2016 line and the new electric car that's going to be, or the plug-in, I should say, it's going to be available for 2016 as well. That's something to look for in the new model year coming up from Hyundai, available from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury.
Well, how's it look outside?
It is, as you can hear in the background, the ticker tape effects. We have another alert coming in. This is going to be another thunderstorm warning, but the tornado warning is still in effect for Snyder and Union counties. And it in the Shamokin Dam area right now, between Shamokin Dam and Lewisburg, there is an awful lot of red and pink on the radar right now. We're just starting to get the leading edge of the rain here in the studios. Or at the studio. Fact, not in the studio, but at the studio.
In fact, that area expanded.
A little bit. It has grown, especially that little pink and purplish area that we were talking about, just to the north of the borough of Sealands Grove. It is definitely affecting travel on Route 15 north. Also, routes 11 and 15 between Sealands Grove and Shamokin Dam. Shamokin Dam also right now in the line of this particular storm that has triggered a tornado warning.
Nope. Next 10 minutes or so will be a very interesting there.
And now Montour, Northumberland, and I believe Columbia County under a severe thunderstorm warning now for this particular cell that we're talking about that is just about into Northumberland County.
I can hear that scratching left and right over there.
It's been a very busy afternoon for the emergency alert system, which is hooked into the National Weather Service. Every time they have a severe warning come out, the printer, which sounds like a ticker tape, goes off, and so do the tones in my ears.
Well, we'll keep you up to date. Any news we get, we'll pass along to you immediately. Just be safe as you travel out there.
And as of this moment, Steve, we have not received any word of issues regarding power, regarding any travel problems with this storm, but we will keep you posted.
Okay. Just be careful. Ooh. Is that a huge thunder boomer here? Of some sort. Kind of unusual, in fact.
Heavy, heavy rain right now, by the way.
Well, we could use it. We haven't had much rain lately.
No, only 6 inches for the month. It's not been it's been dry.
It's amazing how we had nothing in May, and we have been deluged in June. All right, everybody, just be safe out there. God, these storms are rough.
We are scheduled to have Gabe Sinacropi from the Williamsport Crosscutters joining us in the next 30 minutes.
Well, it's okay up there. And by the way, they're undefeated.
The undefeated Crosscutters, that's correct. They've had a pretty good start to the season.
They're 9-0. You got 9 down, and they got 67 to go. Amazing. And we'll have Gabe on talk about this. I mean, they're playing great. All those future Philly prospects coming together. You may be closer to a winning team than you realized.
Well, we can't be further away.
Oh, sure you could.
No, I don't believe that's possible.
Sandy Koufax on this date threw the first of his 4 no-hitters in 1962. He beat the Mets, who that year won 40 games and lost 120. So, yes, you could be further behind. See, that's just a little historical perspective there for you. Tornado warning issued until 4:15 for Snyder County, southwestern Union County, including Steelens Grove, Beaver Springs, Hummel's Wharf, Mount Pleasant Mills, Kramer, and Middleburg, and Kratzerville. Okay. Just want to make sure everybody's up to date on that.
And right now in the Northumberland, Shamokin Dam, Winfield areas, heavy rain, a little bit of wind, and some lightning in this particular cell that we've been watching.
So again, tornado warning in effect until 4:15 for Snyder County and southwestern Union County. Impacted areas include Steelens Grove, Beaver Springs, Hummel's Wharf, Mount Pleasant Mills, Kramer, Kratzerville, and Middleburg.
They've also included Northumberland, Montour, and Columbia counties in a warning until 5 p.m. as this storm crosses through and will be in the Danville-Mosdale area in the next 30 to 45 minutes and headed toward Bloomsburg. Basically, this thing is almost traveling Route 11 right now.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's about time a lot of people are getting out of work. Maybe delay your trip home. That would be our advice. That would be our advice. All right. We've talked about the Mickelson thing. We've also taken the Boston Olympic bid and blown it up as it properly should be. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. All right, now here's a question for you, and I'm fascinated by your answer. When DeAndre Jordan sat down with the Clippers to talk about the future, he's going to be a free agent. The Clippers brought to dinner Jamie Foxx.
Is that his agent?
No. Just as, hey, you got to hang in L.A. Yeah. So if someone were to woo Kevin Herr, which person would you idealistically love to sit down and have dinner with that the company arranged for you to meet?
Ooh.
Now, we already know what my answer is.
We do.
But what do you think my answer is?
I don't know. There is nobody I could think that you would like really, really want to meet. You don't
exactly.
You don't think that way.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Now see, I get that. That makes sense to me. Okay.
He's like, we're gonna be who should we be? I really don't care. I'm sure whomever it is, we'll have a good time. I am a very much people are people. I don't get too...
You're not awestruck.
No, not in the least. But who... Hey, if WKOK... Roger's rolling his eyes now. WKOK was working hard to woo you and keep you in the fold because we think you're going to be a critical part of the operation. And they can bring one person to dinner for you to sit down and have, along with, obviously, Roger would be there. Okay?
Living or dead?
Oh, geez.
Well, I mean, might matter.
Let's take one from each category. Give me one living and one dead.
Huh. First one that came to mind living was Bob Costas.
Okay. I've met Bob, like him.
I always liked his versatility of being a studio host, being able to do play-by-play, and then go on and do like a late-night talk show.
Well, he's great to talk to, I can tell you that. And, yeah. Okay, so it would be Bob Costas.
Are these sports people or not?
No,
it could be anybody.
Could be a politician, could be a movie star, could be a sports figure, could be an athlete, could be an announcer, you know.
Yeah, Costas was on my short list.
Well, who else would be on that short list? Throw out some names here. If we were trying to impress you to stay here instead of going off to Bristol and taking over the four-letter network, who would that be? You know, who's on your short list? Costas is on that list. Who else was on your list?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
There was always something about him. Well, you said it could be anybody.
I know. I'm just repeating it for the audience.
Okay. I mean, I know that's unusual. I know that seems to be out of left field, but I always felt he always intrigued me.
All right, so it's Bob Costas and Leonardo da Vinci. Not DiCaprio, but da Vinci.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio would be okay, too. I mean, I'd be okay, too.
All right, so those would be the ones. So if you add, okay, now who else is on the short list? You said there's a short list, so names ran through your mind. Who else would be on your short list?
Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis.
Mike Schmidt.
Okay. Mike Schmidt.
And
No, like Scarlett Johansson or anything like that?
No, not anymore.
Jennifer Lopez.
Maybe 20-some years ago, it would have been a different list.
B. Arthur, I don't know. What?
Estelle Getty, actually, I liked better than B. Arthur, but, you know, that's nitpicking a little bit.
Okay.
Those were the ones, Costas would be the one, then it would be Mike Schmidt. Never had a chance to meet him. The other one was Jerome Bettis. Never met him.
Yeah.
I did, though, meet Harry Callis, which did cross off an item off the bucket list.
Okay. So that would, And among the dead ones, Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, definitely da Vinci. Oh, who was the one that had all the predictions?
Oh, Nostradamus?
That was I couldn't think of his. I had him pictured from the drawing or the pictures I've seen, but couldn't think of Nostradamus. Yes, that would be another one that was on the list.
Don't take this deal. I see it.
See, that's what I was going to say. What do you think? What should I do? You've been right so many times. And then he'd give you something really vague. I see a deal that may or may not work out. Oh, thank you. That helps.
Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave. Welcome. It's great to have you with us.
I just had to call in. I just had to. Well, Steve, for Kevin's list.
Yes.
Head and shoulders hair guy.
Troy Polamalu, but he's down further on the list. But, yeah, I could go with that. That's fine.
How about Jesus?
Too intimidating. I'd be too high. I don't know that I could handle that. I mean, that's setting the bar pretty high right there. That's too intimidating for me.
Okay.
Okay, we're Ronnie Palmer. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. A little bit before me, so I didn't really
Tiger
know him
Woods.
As much as, no. Jack Nicholson, maybe. Jack Nicholas, maybe. Well, Jack Nicholson be fine, too.
Okay. I'll let you guys go.
Thanks, Dave. All right. Severe thunderstorm warning and also a tornado warning in effect for our area. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. So I asked Kevin if we were to put together a dinner in order to try and sway him to stay with the company, who should we invite? What celebrity? His choices were Leonardo da Vinci, Bob Costas, Jerome Bettis, Mike Schmidt, Rue McClanahan. Kind of an odd mix.
Rue McClanahan. How about we just meet all the Golden Girls? Betty White. Wouldn't mind meeting Betty White. She was really funny on Saturday Night Live and very, very funny in Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm sure she was fine. You knew better not to ask me this question, right?
No, the list would be much shorter. Nobody.
That is a pretty short list. I just want to know what kind of food they're serving. I apologize. Just the way I am. It's not. I hope people don't perceive that as an arrogant thing. I would think it's quite the opposite. I just don't get. I mean, people are people. Now, part of it is I've met a lot of people. Like somebody mentioned Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. Wow, I've met them. So, you know.
Keith Jackson.
Met him. Yeah, Keith, you know. That's, you ever see the movie they did about Monday Night Football? Do you ever see that?
I don't think so. They did a movie about Monday Night Football?
Yeah, they did. It was, I'm talking about maybe 5 to 10 years ago. And Jackson did the first year of Monday Night Football. Now, this is how the movie is now, whether...
You talking Monday Night Mayhem?
I think so, yes.
Okay, that was back in 2002. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, now I've looked at the cover. Now I remember this particular one.
He said Rune Arledge was famous for saying, I called you. I left a message. I called you. I left a message. He was famous for doing that on everything. Well, he wanted Frank Gifford to be the play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football to start with. But he couldn't get him right away. And the reason he couldn't get him is that he was still under contract to CBS to do the NFL Today. Frank Gifford did it with. I think it was Jack Whitaker at the time. So they couldn't get him out of the contract. So the first year, Keith Jackson is the play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football with Don Meredith and Howard Cosell. Well, when it's over, Arledge still wants Frank Gifford to be the play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football. So Jackson is in Milwaukee to do ABC's NBA package. He's going to do a Bucks game. And he finds out that he's out of Monday Night Football. So he confronts Arledge in his office. Now, all this other stuff is true. Now, this part, we'll see. I don't know if there's poetic license or not. But Arledge looks at him and says, according to the movie, "Oh, Keith, hey, I tried repeatedly to find you, to get a hold of you." He says, "I left a series of messages." And Jackson comes in with a whole stack of pink message slips, puts it down on the desk. He says, "Find yours." Pete McCannon will be the Phillies' interim manager for the remainder of the 2015 season. I think they've realized what the rest of us have. They can lose with him as easily as they can with someone else. Find yours. Needless to say, Rune couldn't find it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Storms moving through the area. And starting to calm down a little bit. To the west. Women's World Cup tonight on Fox. Germany will be in action against the United States. Number one, Germany, against number two, the U.S.
Everybody's back for the U.S. now, right?
Yes, everybody's back. Everybody's back. They survived the China match without two players.
And from
it's all good.
And from people that know much more about soccer than I do, I hear that that game, at least all the way around offensively and the pressure they put on China, was much different than what they had done in the first several games.
Yes, there's no question. It was, but still only resulted in one goal.
Well, that's the real question. Is one goal going to be enough? Can you hold Germany from scoring?
Well, we'll find out on Fox.
Which, by the way, is doing a decent job covering it. I like their coverage of soccer much better than I like their coverage of golf.
Well, did you watch the U.S. Senior Open?
I did not see any of that.
I think if you watch the U.S. Senior Open, which had a more normal style of golf course, Fox did really well with the Senior Open. And when I mean normal style, I'm talking about fairways that are green, greens that are green, where you can follow the ball easier.
Who has the British Open?
That'll be ESPN ABC.
Okay, I thought it was still ABC. You know the one issue I've had with the British Open over the last couple of years? And I'm wondering if it's because of how they send it back to the United States signal-wise. Did you ever notice that when the ball's in flight and they have that camera shot that follows the ball, it looks like the ball is jumping on the screen? Take notice of that this time when you watch the Open Championship.
Okay.
Well, it's not a smooth flight. It looks like it's almost frame by frame at times, and I'm wondering if that's because of the way they are sending it back to the States.
I'm sure your therapist has something to say to you about this. Gabe Sinacropi. Is Gabe ready to go here? Hi, Gabe.
Yeah,
how
rock
are you
and
doing?
Roll. Good. Yeah, how you guys doing?
Well, it seemed to be we're doing well. Now I think Steve thinks I'm off my rocker, but I'm telling you, watch the open. The ball like pixelates on that screen.
Well, I'm going to start watching closer now.
No.
No, thanks.
It's just, Gabe, it's just another day here at the ballpark. All right, you have a 9-0 baseball team.
How about 10-0?
They're gonna go 76-0.
Let's not get carried away.
Oh, sure, I could do that. It's not my team. I can do anything I want.
don't jinx us.
Does winning ever translate into anything other than just winning? Does it help you at the box office at all, or is it just, you know, what you do is what you do?
Well, a part of it is what you do is what you do, but when they pile up kind of like this, you know, like anything, everybody jumps on the bandwagon for lack of a better term, and I don't mean that in a negative way at all, but it just makes everything a little more fun. I mean, it's already fun to come out to the ballpark wherever, whenever, no matter what's going on, but when you're part of that thing, you know, your team is winning, it's different. It's different. And has it translated to box office for us right now? Not really. We're about where we usually are right now. But, Steve, the chatter, the online chatter, the on-the-street chatter is definitely ramped up over the last couple of days. To where, you know, I think it will help in the future. But, you know, it's always marginal that how much it helps when you have a winning team. But I'll tell you what, it's better than having a losing team.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, you probably feel like you have to work twice as hard when that happens because mentally you're feeling like you have to overcome the baseball part of it. Here you don't have to do that.
No, it just adds to the show. So we feel that the overall show and the overall time when you come to the ballpark is just that much better because we have a real good product right now on the field.
What about upcoming promotions? What do you have?
We have lots of fun coming up. We have the Cutters are back home tomorrow through Friday. Lots of fun stuff. We're leading up to. We just had Hacksaw Jim Duggan here on Friday, Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer. So that was fun.
Yep.
This weekend coming up, we've got Thursday night, Mr. Belding, Dennis Haskins from Saved by the Bell. He was just over in Brooklyn. Had a fantastic time, did he and did the fans. So we're looking for the same thing here in Williamsport on Thursday night. And Friday is kind of a special night, Steve. We do our yearly military appreciation night. We honor 19 local military heroes, some still with us, some deceased, who are in a special card set that we give away. We have a 20-card set that we give out to the first 1,000 fans that features pictures of these local heroes and their biographies on the back, and we honor them and their families on the field prior to the game. So it's a good one, Military Appreciation Night, something that we always do, and the Cutters will be wearing the special Stars and Stripes caps for the 4th of July weekend, and we will have a silent auction of those on Friday night with proceeds to benefit a local charity here, the Master Sergeant Sean Thomas Foundation.
When you get a celebrity guest to come in, what is the normal procedure as to when they get there? What, if anything, you do with them before they actually make the appearance, post-appearance? What's the normal procedure? What's it like?
Well, our procedure, which is not necessarily the same procedure with everybody else, but let's take a typical 7 o'clock game, 7:05 game. We'll want the person here in the park between 4:45 and 5 o'clock. First, I'll steal them away in my office so I can talk to them and have my own private time with them. You know, it's just kind of the perks of having the job. So, but really, sure. they're in here to sign some things. You know, have them sign a few dozen baseballs, some pictures, etc. When people walk in my office, the first thing they see is a stack of baseball boxes that's about, I'm looking at it right now, Steve, it's probably about 17 or 18 boxes high and two rows of it. And whenever we have anybody in here and when we have high draft picks, we always get them to sign baseballs because those are the things we use for donations, sure. You know, to various charities and some charity things that we do. So, and for prizes sometimes, too. So we'll have them in here signing away. Then at about 5:30, we'll bring them into the home clubhouse because usually the players and the coaches, depending on who the celebrity is, they want to meet the guy. They want to get pictures with them, et cetera. So we'll have them in there for about 20 minutes or so. And then once in a while, there's a request from the visiting team as well. So we'll try and take care of them. And then we get them ready to be on the field for our pregame live interview. And we have a celebrity. We want to take advantage of getting to know them a little closer, up close and personal with pregame live. So I'll do that interview on the field. And then they'll just hang out in the dugout, talk to players and things until it's time mm-hmm. for the first pitch. We don't want to have them kind of out in the crowd, you know, for the crowd to have access to them in any way until it's time to start the signing, which right. is usually about 7:15 or so. So that's kind of the rundown. Then they're out there signing autographs, meeting and greeting fans. Sometimes they'll participate in something on the field that we do with one of our regular promotions or whatnot, but usually out there signing. Hacksaw was signing until the final out on Friday night. wow. he signed all night, and he very personable guy. He asked each fan questions when they come up to get autographs. So it wasn't a fast moving line. He did a great job.
All right. Fireworks Friday night?
No, fireworks are every Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
no fireworks
July,
for the 4th
3rd.
Of July. No.
All right, no July 3rd.
Not
okay.
this year. Nope.
Okay. Sounds great.
We've just the military appreciation night and all that fun. So, we've got a lot happening.
Sounds great. Gabe, thanks so much. Best of luck with the three games coming up at home with big crowds, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Steve. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be on, and go Cutters. We'll try and keep the streak going as long as we can.
All right. Sounds great. Gabe Sitacropi joining us from the Williamsport Cross Cutters. They're home tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. We'll come back, wrap things up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. That's actually a good point Dan Patrick made, where at Chambers Bay, you couldn't tell where the fairway ended and the rough began. I was struck by the same thing. I'm thinking, okay, I'm trying to get a handle on the outline of this course. I think that made Fox's job much, much tougher.
You know,
Watched what they did in Sacramento, and it was, you know, that looked pretty good to me.
When you were watching it on TV, it was really tough to see where the course was, where the rough was. It was a typical links course, but I always have the same issues when I'm watching the Open Championship too.
Other than the
pixelating ball, yeah.
Yeah.
You watch that, it flashes across the screen. It's not a smooth flight.
Sure it does. Yes. Yes, well, absolutely.
And no, I have not had any refreshing beverages. It was too early in the day, so that's not possible.
All right. 1957 All-Star Game. The famous ballot stuffing of the Cincinnati Reds. Now, this year, five Kansas City Royals will start the All-Star Game.
When was the last time that happened?
Well, 1957, seven members of the Cincinnati Reds were supposed to play in the game and start. Commissioner Ford Frick stepped in. He replaced outfielders Gus Bell and Wally Post with a couple of pikers by the name of Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. Buddy Bell said, I was 6 years old time, so I don't remember much about it. Gus Bell's buddy's dad. The 57 All-Star voting was done in a crazy way with these ballots. The newspaper, Chicago, the Cincinnati Times Star, set against a blue background to make it easy to see and sponsored by Kroger Supermarkets, headline, Let's Back the Red Legs. They wanted to be known as the Red Legs back in 1957 because they didn't want to be called the Reds because in 1957...
Communist ties.
That meant the Soviet Union and Mao Zedong and the People's Republic of China.
Didn't think about that, but that's a good point.
Yes. So they helped out. First base Crow, second base Temple, third base Hoke, shortstop McMillan, left field Robinson, center field Bell, right field Post, catcher Bailey. Said, and then they used vote often, vote early. In Chicago, that's been a staple forever. And fans did. And not only that, I mean, Crow is having a good year, but he's replacing Ted Kluszewski, who got hurt. Eventually, Stan Musial beat him out. Now, when it came to civic pride, they went all out. Many ballots were filled out by viewers of the 50-50 Club, an immensely popular morning program hosted by Ruth Lyons, who is often credited with inventing the daytime TV talk show. She was the Oprah Winfrey of Cincinnati. And she was known for several things. She covered her mic in flowers. She insisted her female guests wear white gloves. But there's also one thing that she was really known for. A diehard Cincinnati Reds fan. She promoted it on the air. What was one of the more powerful forces in radio at the time? Beer. If you were an announcer who was with the right beer company, you were the choice to announce the games. If they changed beer companies, they usually changed announcers. Burger Beer, a team sponsor, supplied ballots to local bars. Legend has it that filling out a ballot was a prerequisite to buying a brew. And one local establishment, the Z Bar in Cincinnati, accounted for 10,000 ballots. Frick said that, look, we have to change this. We can't have this. Gus Bell took the decision in stride. He said, I have to admit, it's not that bad being replaced by Willie Mays. In a wire to the commissioner, though, Reds general manager Gabe Paul, later of the Indians and the Yankees, said, since you have seen fit to disregard the fans' vote in three instances, it is the position of the Cincinnati club that at least they should be done to include Bell, Crow, and Post on the All-Star squad and have them there. Reds fan Harry Washer was so incensed that Bell would not be on the team that he hired Charles Keating. Yes, that Charles Keating, a local attorney and former University of Cincinnati swimmer, to sue the office of the commissioner. The suit was dropped when Bell was named to the team. Post and Crow, though, were left out, neither happy. The actual game was played July 9th, American League trailing 3-0. Bell was sent in to pinch hit for his teammate, Frank Robinson. Facing the Hall of Famer early win, Bell doubled, knocked in two. They took the fan vote away after that year and did not reinstate it until Bowie Kuhn did it in 1970. And yes, one of the more famous ones was David Bell. Yes, Gus Bell's grandson, leading the voting in 2001 at third base over some guy named Cal Ripken Jr. Cal eventually rallied. They asked Bailey, the catcher, who was on that all-star team, about David Bell being beaten out by Ripken. His quote was, "Who's ahead of him, Ripken? Guess what? He's not hitting that good." And Bell, by the way, did not get named to the 2001 All-Star team by Joe Torre. He named Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, Roberto Alomar, and Christian Guzman as the backup infielders. That's how the fans had it taken away. Now, you can go on the internet, vote as many times as you want. Have a good time. Kevin was out there, you know, Chase Utley, Chase Utley, Chase Utley, Chase Utley. In fact, he did it for each number to get to 188 as batting.
That is not true. I filled out one ballot and one ballot only. I have a problem with the fact that you can fill out up to 10 or more. I don't even remember how many.
He filled it out 188 times because he said he wanted to equal Chase Utley's batting average.
Thank goodness he hasn't been playing well.
If he were hitting 215, I'd have to vote 28 more times.
27 more times.
Well, we found out some interesting information today. We found out that if ownership were to offer Kevin the opportunity to have a celebrity join them at dinner, that his choices would be Bob Costas and Leonardo da Vinci in the top spots, followed by Jerome Bettis, Mike Schmidt, and in a major upset over Jennifer Lopez, B. Arthur.
And then there's Maude.
We also talked about the Boston bid for the Olympics, which we entitled, "Then There's Fraud."